everyone, and welcome to what? 3, 2, 1. Is it working? Check one. Check two. There we go. Now I'm on the air. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of TJ Tulloch on the air. There. I'm just trying to get my... Wow. It's so hard. It's so hard to get good levels these days. There we go. I think I've perfected it. The gain is up. The treble is up. I can hear myself in the ears. And that's all we want. All right, so welcome to the show today. It is a rainy Wednesday at around 8:16 in the evening. Rainy. All right. 3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of my show. What is up? Wow, I sound like one of those YouTube bloggers that's really excited. You ever watch any of those guys out there? They're usually doing like a top 10 countdown list, like the top 10 Jack Nicholson movies of all time. Just some clickbait garbage. And yeah, I fall for it every single time. I'm not better than any of you. But that's how I sounded right there. They always have their hands, like, super animated. Hey, YouTubers, listen up! This is what's going on! Yeah. It's just, and it's always borderline anime. It's like they took a Japanese character, and they wanted to make, like, a real-life anime character, and wanted to bring them to life. Almost like a Chuck Jones, Looney Tunes style type of vibe. And I get it, don't get me wrong, I love my editing too. I think if anything I go for a little more Tim and Eric, but yeah, I've been trying to watch YouTube. I've been fascinated by it, because especially nowadays with the sudden realization that you're not going to get anywhere with Instagram or Facebook, this is the only monetizational platform. So that's why I'm on here. That's why I figured I'd do a little daily podcast, and we'll see what happens. Well, maybe we won't. Well, by daily, I mean whenever I decide to post it up, because I'm hard like that. Bada boom, realest guy in the room. How you doing? I need to stop with the references. And I'm still playing with the levels, as you can tell. Still not quite perfected. I had, ever since I got this new soundboard and these new mics, I've just been so kind of ho-hum about it, about their quality. And I've had them for a while, and they were supposed to get better, but I still think, like, I'm popping my peas, and I'm not quite getting the resonance that I'm supposed to. So, it's been a struggle for me. It's been a real struggle. The great thing about editing, though, if you're talking about YouTube, and if you watch these clickbait videos, you think these guys are so smooth, and you think, I'm thinking to myself, I'm watching them, and I'm thinking, wow, they don't do stuff like that, like I just did just there. And then you realize, it's the magic of editing. It's this, we can go back, and you realize they're staying maybe a clip at a time. The worst is when you see the jump cuts, of course. And that, and when you see, like, a teenage girl get, like, get a million hits, and you're still struggling away, it's been, like, six, what is it, how many, I think I hit the 10-year mark on my YouTube channel, and I think the maximum I've ever gotten is probably 3,000 hits on a video, which isn't bad, I'm not complaining about it, I think that's really cool, but it's frustrating. And it shows you there's either a lot of creeps out there or the universe is shallow. And nobody really wants to hear from a bald white male. It's true. We've had our peace, you know, unless he's controlling mutants. Unless I'm telepathically using my mind and I'm British.
Yes, Wolverine. Come on out.
In a wheelchair, then no one wants to hear from me. But that's too bad, because I'm here and this is what I'm doing for now. I'm going to do a little bit of a podcast, just like I said, to get myself back into a routine of some sort. I've been stuck in school for a while, and I've been stuck doing a bunch of essays. I tell you, English writing has got me down in the dumps, just creatively. I know some people just love, some people love poetry. They just they can't get enough of it. And the reason I did English is because that was the only subject I would not fail. I've literally done everything from history to poli sci to chemistry to biology to kinesiology. I did a psych course. I've covered the spectrum. When if I were to go get my general studies degree, it would literally be a general study. I took in a broad palette. I've sampled every department, and English was the only one I would consistently get good marks in. So that's why I'm in English. But there are some people there that just love, they live for the poetry. And I like the writing side of it. I think that I enjoy telling a story, as you can tell, but I also think that I'm probably more better suited for media and communications, which I already have something in. So I thought, you know, maybe try something new. But man, whew, writing on characters. Here's the thing. Here's a couple gripes I have. Writing on characters that haven't been really touched upon since the 16th century, it's rough. English lit is rough. And if you're going to do English lit, shouldn't the original manuscript have been written in English? There are certain things we're doing. Like, I'm also doing Greek, and it's an English class. But it's Homer's Odyssey, which is, I mean, as far as literature is concerned, fascinating read. But my one thing is, if we're reading a bunch of Greek plays, it should be a Greek class. But it's translations into English, and that would make it a world lit class. So I've got a couple of gripes, and again, it's because they are course requirements that I'm so frustrated and flustered about this whole thing. That, you know, I would just be happy doodling and writing and cha-ching. I write on a typewriter. I don't know how I'm using this technology right now. It's ching, 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 and that's actually, that is completely scientifically accurate. You can't see the typewriter right now because science, but that's it. That's my gripe against the English lit and English department in general. Having said that, most of my teachers are good this semester. They're pretty engaging. They try and help me understand the material as best as I can, and they have been very gracious in the fact that I have not attended several classes due to stuff. that's about it. So I did want to get on. I wanted to touch base with you guys today, and just maybe kind of get to know each other, get ourselves knowing each other. This is where those jump cuts would be good coming in. But I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things I saw in the news. And this first one really caught my eye, and I'm just going to get it going. It was Anne Frank costume gets pulled out of a Halloween. Yeah, here it is. Sorry, I'm just going to pull this up. Yeah. Anne Frank children's costume sparks controversy. Like, this is, to me, it's a no-brainer. Several sites have ceased selling the outfit, while others continue to market it as a World War II evacuee girl. Ooh. Online retailers. Sorry, I kind of jumped into the story. There was some bold there that I kind of skimmed over. It says online retailers are removing a children's costume from websites after facing a backlash over its portrayal of teenage Holocaust victim Anne Frank. Several sites have ceased selling the outfit, while others continue to market it as a World War II evacuee girl. Oops. The costume, a green beret, a blue dress, a brown satchel, has been criticized on social media for being insensitive. Now, there's so much going on here that you kind of just wonder, what were they thinking? I mean, is it kind of insensitive, but I just think, where has been the outcry for an Anne Frank costume? Oh, and what do you want? You want to go as a princess? Oh, you want to go as Wonder Woman? You want to go as princess, as the girl from Frozen? Oh, and you want to go as Anne Frank? Okay. Yeah, there's no outcry for this. This has never been, it's never been an outcry because at the end of the day, what is she? She's just in a dress. It's an old World War II dress. I don't know. Did they do the whole thing with the? The costume was a green beret, a blue dress, and a brown satchel. Okay, at least it wasn't. It didn't do the Star of David thing. I don't know. Unfortunately, I've never read Anne Frank. But I mean, what are you thinking? It is insensitive. I just don't see where this meeting is coming. It's like, hey, you know what would be a good idea? You just got a couple fat cats smoking stogies over there at the Spirit of Halloween. I don't know. No, they. I don't know if they were selling this because it was online. You know what would be good? And I'm just saying. I've always wanted to see an Anne Frank costume. Yeah, little kids love that story, don't they? Like, I'm trying to even think. And again, I know it was in our classes growing up in school. But when was it like? Hey, when did you really start reading that? What, grade 5, 6? Yeah, I don't. Maybe I don't know. It's just not a good idea. It's not. It is not. It was an awkward moment for the world of Halloween costuming. Otto Frank, Anne Frank's father, was the only one to survive the war. It's people have been taking to Twitter to share their outrage. Well, you know that holds much water. Nothing like a Twitter rage. This month's flavor of the week. This month's flavor of the week. That didn't make sense. But yeah, you know, good on those SJWs for getting on that. I mean, it's dumb. It's just more of a dumb. I just think, you know what would have, you know, instead of getting all angry and uppity because you've actually probably drawn attention to the fact that there is an Anne Frank thing and people are going to be going and now people are secretly going to be walking into stores being like, oh, I wonder if they have it. I wonder. You know, if you'd left it alone, like no girl's going to pick that. No little kid's going to pick the Anne Frank costume and it's going to not sell. And then people are going to feel really stupid. And then they'll probably think about what they've done. It's like, oh, why didn't the Anne Frank thing sell? Well, because it's a costume of Anne Frank. Just, duh. Anyway, that's my rant for the day. That's my daily little spiel. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, yep, you're going to hear that a lot, just the can. The one other thing I wanted to cover, just the passing. It's really sad to see that passing is a Gord Downie of Tragically Hip and Jim Leahy. Both guys have recently passed away in the past couple days. And I've started to realize something, and I don't know how I feel about it, because, you know, it feels like everyone's dying nowadays, but that's, like, people have been dying forever. Everyone dies. It's a thing. There's no human that lives forever. But it's weird, because I think deaths have been getting more exposure, especially on Facebook. And I know that, especially with Gord Downie's, it was particularly publicized because he was dealing with brain cancer, and he decided not to fight it. They had that huge final tour, and it is obvious. It's a tragic story that, you know, it's tragic when anybody passes. But it's also weird that, you know, there's always somebody dying that pops up in my feed. It's almost like Facebook wants to remind you of your own mortality. And I think they do it with everybody, you know, because somebody catches wind, it gets trending, and then you're like, oh, this person died. And then right below it, it'll be like, oh, Miley Cyrus has a new pop song, or generic insert flavor of the week artist there. And I think in a way it trivializes the death, because, you know, you get a bunch of people that suddenly feign sadness. And when I say, wow, when I say feign sadness, I mean, you know, they'll suddenly come out as they were huge fans the entire time. And, you know, really it's just the fact that they're reflecting on their own mortality. And, you know, it is sad. I mean, when Don Rickles legit, there were certain people that legit passed that I had a good cry about. Don Rickles was one of them. There were certain people that have actually gotten me through different moments in my life. And watching Don Rickles clips, especially during exam time, I always thought I would make it to one of his shows, but when he passed, I was disappointed. I never did. And he just recently passed this year. So, but at the same time, you know, it's just every day with, like, you know, you'd think that Facebook would figure out an algorithm of, like, people I don't know if I need to see it every day. Who's kicked it? Like, it's you got somebody on death watch. You know, I remember Time Magazine used to have it when they'd come out, like, once a week or once a month, they'd do, like, celebrities that are no longer with us. And I think that was a really interesting thing. And I also think that there are more celebrities passing, not only because this is they were part of the baby boom generation, but there's starting to be celebrities that are passing because there were more, like, we're really kind of entering the first phase of people, I'd say the second, actually, now that I think about it, were a part of, you know, the golden age of television. Like, you know, you had your Adam Wests, you had Don Rickles, I mean, who had so many failed, like, he was good on the roast, but he also had a bunch of sitcoms that didn't necessarily work out. And, you know, you've had, like, you know, guys from Star Trek and various other people. Of course, you're starting to see the aging of our celebrities, and this is the first time we've ever been able to document that. But it's also kind of, it is depressing. And I wonder about the trivialization of that. You know what I mean? It's very weird that we live in a culture today that's just, you know, oh, by the way, you know, so-and-so released a new album, and so-and-so's dead. Everybody send it out in a hashtag. I hate that. I hate hashtags. I'm a whore for them, but I hate them, and I use them. I definitely think it's annoying. You know, people just, yeah. I blame Nancy Grace for that one. so many. #TopMom. Anyway, that's about it for me. That was my rant today. I don't know if I'm going to do more of these. I don't know when I'm going to do more of these. Hopefully soon. That's it. I actually have to get to work. I'm probably going to be late because I'm going to upload this. I'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
That's actually really interesting. Shits into a mic. You send that to me. Didn't you send that? It's not a small thing, Dad. Dude, it's not a small thing. It's never.